Welcome to the show. We hope that you won't go. Hope we don't offend your mom or dad. But if we do, too bad.
Obvious Pop. Obvious Pop. Podcast.
Obvious.
Obvious Pop.
All right, and we're back with another episode of the Obvious Popcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tony Shore. This is episode 42, and this one's been a long time coming. A while in the making, as they say, and it's been well worth the wait. For a while, I was basically in a dry spell, busy with regular work, that type of thing. But wow, there's a lot of great new music. I just had to do another podcast. So much good stuff I want to share with everyone. And so many great new records. I mean, we're going to hear new things from Husky, Cheap Trick, Gleason, Future Islands, Bleachers, Granddaddy. But to start it all off, I want to start with what I think may be the album of the year, and that's from Jonathan Coulton. The album is Solid State, and the song we're going to play is a great one. This is a concept record, and you have to listen to the lyrics, watch the video, read through all the album lyrics, listen to the whole thing. It's a great record, a great storyline, and here it is on the Obvious Popcast, All This Time by Jonathan Coulton.
Final countermeasures are deployed.
On a tape for you, didn't I?
Yeah, this is it.
This is the tape?
Yeah, look.
Where'd you find it?
It was in the tape player.
Move. Damned if we do.
All right. Are we having fun yet? I sure hope so. That was Granddaddy from their brand new album, Last Place. It's called The Way We Won't. And Jason of Granddaddy has been busy. He's also in the supergroup BNQT, which is coming up later. Before Granddaddy, we heard the new one from Bleachers. Yeah, that's Jack from the band Fun, his band Bleachers, with their sophomore release called Gone Now, and the track was called Don't Take the Money. It started off with one of my favorite tracks all this time. It's my favorite track of the year so far. It's from Solid State by Jonathan Colton. Now, we've got a lot of great new music to come, but right now, just a beautiful tune. I mean, this hook, I love this melody, I love the hook. It's by a band called Gleason, and it's from the album Curse My Lucky Stars. Not an easy one to find. It is available online, but this is Lollygagged from Gleason on the Obvious Popcast.
Thank you.
Okay, here's the deal on that last song. Wow. I'd never heard of this guy, Andy Schauf, or Schauf, I don't know how you pronounce it. He's from Nova Scotia, Canada, S-H-A-U-F, Andy Schauf, and the name of the album is The Party, and that song was The Magician. Just a hauntingly beautiful song. I love that one. Before that, a really quirky tune from Future Islands, their brand new one. The album is The Far Field, the song was Ran, and of course we started it all off with the very melodic and Beatlesque Lollygagged by Gleason. Now, I'm Dr. Tony Shore, and this is Obvious Pop, the Obvious Popcast. We've got a lot of new music left. We're only about halfway through, so let's keep on rolling. Now, Dan Auerbach, you may have heard of him. He's been around the block a few times. Best known, of course, as the guitarist and vocalist for the Black Keys. But his new album, you know, I've been a fan, kind of mediocre, but wow, this new album is great. Every song, it's called Waiting on a Song, that's the name of the album, and this one is Shine on Me. Now, that title's been used. I can think of two or three songs I know of called Shine on Me, but this is a great one, Shine on Me by Dan Auerbach, right here on the Obvious Popcast.
Trying to drive me insane. practice podcast.
Okay, this is a practice podcast. Let's try that again. Oh, come on. Please? Will you talk about the weather? Say it louder.
No.
Okay.
In a bottle in the bar, I line for the Boondocks, where no one ever goes. Drifting away, distant like a mirage. It's been all day in the garage. Construction through the headphones. The humming of an air hose. When we drive.
All right, now that's a brand new, well, I guess you could call it a supergroup, an alternative supergroup. Great album. New band, BNQT. It was founded by members of Midlake, but it features Ben Bridwell of Band of Horses, Jason Little, one of my favorites of Granddaddy, Alex Kapranos of Franz Ferdinand, and Fran Healy of Travis. So, wow, Franz Ferdinand, Travis, Granddaddy, Band of Horses, and Midlake. Members of those bands formed BNQT, and that's a great tune we just heard called Unlikely Force. It's my favorite from the album, but there's four or five gems on that record. Great album. I highly recommend it. It's definitely going to be in my top 10 for the year. Before that, we heard amazing 70s-style pop song. Love this hooky, hooky song. Beautifully done, well-recorded. By a band I just discovered called Los Colones, or Los Colones? I don't know. L-O-S and then C-O-L-O-G-N-E-S, Los Colones. Molly Be Good, what a hook. And that's from the album The Wave. If you're into 70s pop, That is a great band. All their records have some really cool stuff. Coming up next, there was this special autism fundraiser, a project, and it was an album that Self contributed a track to. That's right, Matt Mahaffey is back on the podcast. Now, this one is a few years old. I think it's from 2014, but I haven't played it on the podcast yet. So here we go. It's called Stranger Than Strange. Great song. Probably the best thing Self has done in many, many years. Really cool track. Here it is, Self with Stranger Than Strange on the Obvious Popcast.
They'll find it.
They'll be reminded.
When we live under sea like we a song. This thing could go two ways.
Everybody.
Don't know, but it's starting to smell a little like danger in here. Or heavily fried food.
Fantastic set of music right there. That was Husky that we just heard with Flower Drum. It's kind of an 80s influence tune from their brand new album, Punch Buzz. Now, Andre Salas turned me on to Husky, and Andre has a great musical mind. He's into a lot of great music, and he's also into Marillion. post-Fish Marillion. But otherwise, he's into some great music, and that's a band he turned me on to. I'd been slow to get into him, but the new album is amazing. It's called Punch Buzz, and that's kind of a quirky 80s influence tune there, Flower Drum, great song. Before that, we heard the new one from the New Pornographers, the worst band name ever from one of the best bands ever. Their new one is called Whiteout Conditions, and that is the very 80s, very fun, high-ticket attractions. And before that, we heard the I don't know if it's the latest, it's a few years old now, but we heard Stranger Than Strange from Self, a great tune. Now, we have a bonus track. Normally, this is where I would end the podcast around this time, but I have to play this song. I have to play one more song for you because it's incredible. It's from Cheap Trick, the brand new Cheap Trick album just came out. The album is called We're All Right, which is a funny little nod. They're always very clever, tongue-in-cheek. I love Cheap Trick because they have a lot of fun, and they're still a great live band. I know a lot of folks may have given up on them, their records. They're like, well, it doesn't compete with Dream Police and the early records or In Color. But this new album is very good. It's a harder edge record. But then there's this track, and I'm just going to let you listen to it because I absolutely love this one. And of course, Cheap Trick, they do have a Beatles influence, as many of you know. And this one is called Blackberry Way. It's right here on the Obvious Popcast.
Blackberry Way.
Right, that was Blackberry Way by Cheap Trick from their brand new record, We're All Right. And what a great record it is. wow, it's heavier and edgier than most Cheap Trick records. Some of it harkens back to One-on-One, maybe back to their first record, but that one is a bit of Beatlesque beauty. And that's, again, Blackberry Way by Cheap Trick. And we heard a lot of great music today. New music from Husky, BNQT, Dan Auerbach, Andy Shaw, Future Islands, Granddaddy, Bleachers, and Jonathan Colton, just to name a few. Hope you enjoyed the show. You know what? People often ask me, Tony, how do you do it? Dr. Shore, how do you do it? And of course, my typical answer is clean living. Of course, clean living. And then I pace myself. That's how I do it. I pace myself. And of course, clean living. Anyway, that's it. This is it for the Obvious Popcast, episode 42. That's right. It's the answer to life, the universe, and everything, the number 42. Now, 42 is the answer. We just don't know the question. Thanks for tuning in to the Obvious Popcast. Again, Dr. Tony Shore. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, I think we got it.
Stop the tape.